Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my friends. I am so happy to be here today with my colleague and good friend, Lloyd Wright, author of best-selling book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. Now, I've known Lloyd for 13 years, and he has a great story to share with you. It's his story. It's the story I watched. I've known Lloyd for 13 years. I saw Lloyd sick, and I saw Lloyd heal. And I didn't do this healing. I wasn't Lloyd's doctor. Lloyd's a friend and a colleague, and I am so proud to have him on this show. Hello, my friend.
Hi, Vinny. How you doing?
Very good.
It's great to be here.
We are on a one-on-one basis. Lloyd had hepatitis C. He was diagnosed how many years ago?
1994.
And he did interferon. He's going to have a lot to say about that. Hepatitis C, if you don't know, is a virus that destroys your liver. And if you guys have listened to my show, you know that the liver does 1,200, 1,300 things. And when it gets scarred up with hepatitis C, you're in bad shape. That's 1,200 functions you're not getting. And the doctors told Lloyd, this was at UCLA, after interferon.
Yes.
And he took interferon, and they told him, Lloyd, go home to write your will. And that's where the story began, because I'm looking at a healthy man today. I saw him heal himself, and he's just like you. Lloyd was not a healthcare professional, at least then. He wasn't a doctor, okay? He was a master craftsman. You were doing, I know you've built homes, and you've put up a number of homes up here in Malibu, and you get this diagnosis, and the thing that fascinates me is you stood up to it every single day. What is it, unless you want to cut in, and what is it about your character that allowed you to come back? Because it's not just what you did with herbs that we're going to talk about later, but there was something really special about you. I saw that in you 13 years ago when I met you.
Well, I didn't feel like I was ready to die yet. I have a lot of things to do. I figured God appointed me to do a whole lot of things, and I just didn't have the attitude that I was going to die. And really, 11 doctors told me that you have 3 to 5 years at best. And unless you get a liver transplant, and you probably won't, or if you, a lot of people, 40%, I think, die waiting for them. So I really didn't, you know, even though I felt terrible, and I basically, I...
What were some of the symptoms like when you say felt terrible?
I
know I saw you build homes sick.
Yeah, well, I built this one.
I saw him put up megaliths. He's such a skilled man with his hands. He's got so many talents in the field of building, construction, kind of things you don't put up anymore today because nobody takes the time and care. Nobody's meticulous enough. And then he gets hit with a death sentence. And you didn't listen to the doctors. You thought for yourself. And I know you, and that's what you do. You always think outside the box. And that's what a lot of people don't do, Lloyd. They don't think outside the box. You did. So your first step then in your healing was to say, no, I'm not going to die. Then you did something very special with this other doctor.
Dr. John Finnegan.
Yeah, tell me about him.
There were a few people that kept wanting me to go see him, and it took a while, and finally I did go see him. And Dr. Finnegan was a very brilliant man. He wasn't your average naturopath. And we started out doing a couple different things, and it escalated into a whole lot of things over a period of 18 months. And at the end of that 18 months, I got a non-detected from Dr. Paul Martin at UCLA Medical
Did
Center.
Did you say 18 months later?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Now, I want you guys to understand this. When you get hepatitis C, okay, off blood work, off biopsy, they tell you, especially after you fail the standard medical treatment, which is interferon. If it doesn't work, they tell you, we have nothing left for you. This guy jumps outside the box, says he's not going down, starts researching himself, goes and hunts a naturopath who also thought outside the box, a natural healer, an older gentleman who, God bless him, isn't with us anymore, but who gave his life. And Lloyd and Finnegan made a relationship. And 18 months later, Lloyd has undetectable viral loads. That's not undetectable antibodies, undetectable viral loads. He smashed the virus. Now, I've had the pleasure of doing this with a small percentage of people, but Lloyd's were way up into the millions. And I want to ask you, could you sum up what was Finnegan's ultimate message? What was Finnegan philosophically, this doctor in the mountains up here in Malibu that you find facing death's door, what was his message to you? I mean, you could tell us a little bit about what he had you do, but what kind of guidance did he give you? Was there a spiritual aspect, a philosophic aspect to Finnegan?
The first thing he did on the first official visit was he wrote 14 books, and he brought one of them. It was about addiction and how to heal it with nutrition. And he laid it down in front of me, and he said, read this book and do it. And then he told me about, he asked me if I drank, and I said, I do drink a little bit of wine. And he said, picture a bucket with a hole in the bottom. That's your health. You have to stop drinking. And
this guy was no baloney.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't even think that existed in his life.
Exactly. He's what you call one of the old school purists, this Dr. Finnegan. These people devoted their entire lives, and Finnegan lived up in the mountains.
He was down there at Point Doom.
Okay, so he was out here living in the rural community in the mountains out at Malibu, and Lloyd strikes a relationship, and the magic starts to happen. To which then, Lloyd, and this is really what fascinates me, Lloyd takes it a step further. He heals himself and then takes his high IQ, his creative sense, his sense of humor, and he writes a book. And I remember him coming to me years ago, talking to me about this book he was writing. This is barely after he's healed. Triumph Over Hepatitis C, the book. Triumph Over Hepatitis C. He writes this book. It's an immediate bestseller. It's hilarious. It's down to earth. It's straight from the heart. And it taught me something so important, and it really did, Lloyd, that the public wants to hear real people talk about real disease and real miracles. That you can talk to people about your credentials and your brilliant insight into their health and this, that, and the other thing. You know what? Honestly, a lot of people don't care. They think they're supposed to care, but they really don't. What they respond to is people that have done it, and you've done it. And my public, my audience, I've told you, when I bring people on this show, it's because they've really done it in their own life. These are no baloney stories of real people just like you who stopped feeling sorry for themselves and got up and went out and fought to say, I'm cured. And that's what I want you to do, my listeners. I want you to have that same attitude. You're not alone. And other people do it. And Lloyd's story is legion. So he goes to write this book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C. It's an immediate bestseller. What was your idea behind this book? I mean, what's the feeling? You cure, so you write a book. You weren't thinking about the great audience you were going to get. He goes all over the world, guys, to lecture on Hep C. He's got an unbelievable portfolio. His website, by the way, is hepcfree.com. Am I correct?
Well, the new one is Alternative Medicine Solution.
alternativemedicinesolution.com. And he's made, you tell him about the gift that you're giving me today and my listeners with the book.
The book, I was taking notes, just writing things down when I was going to the doctor and used interferon and all the things that went on. I saw people that were actually practicing medicine, but didn't really have anything to tell me. They didn't have answers for me. They had a drug they prescribed, and that was it, and that's as far as they could go. And then they laughed at the idea of herbs or teas. They laughed about eating food that heals. And I mean, even the doctor at UCLA told me, he said, you've got to stop flushing $2,000 a month down the toilet. Go see a psychiatrist and he'll give you a little pill and you'll feel a lot better and you'll forget about all this nutrition. And I was so appalled at that I had to tell people that there's a way to deal with this, and this is how I did it. Try it and see if it works. And thousands of people have tried it, and people call me and tell me every day that they get out of bed, get off the couch, forget about disability, and go back to work. They're happy again. They're not sad and depressed.
And this is my point. And, you know, you see a similar story with Dr. Marshall, who on public record got very ill years ago, cured himself, started this company, and people listen to that. And I love that. And, you know, Lloyd, you write the book. It came from your heart, and people responded. You turned down ridiculous interventions by a lot of the allopaths. You write the book, and on top of it all, it's funny. And I always wanted to say this, your humor in the book, and you should get this book. Now, you're going to give people a free copy of this book. What are you going to do if they call 310-457-0107? 310-457-0107. That's the line, and Lloyd will deliver you. You give the name and address, and you get a free copy of the book. It's an educational book on all the things the liver does and what to do about your liver, and you're going to get lots of great advice. Am I correct?
Yeah, I will send the book for free, no charge. I'll pay for the postage. And I, if you don't know somebody with Hep C, you don't give it to them, but there's a lot more in here. The items covered in this book are very good for all kinds of problems, even just if you want to feel better, live longer, and be happier.
Okay, let's talk about some of the things in the book. All right, so we got your motivation for this book. Well, the book helped a lot. Talk to me about some of the solutions to Hep C. I'm going to talk to you about some of the herbs, so people get your view on some of these herbs, like reishi. Okay, what it does in relationship to Hep C, in relationship to the liver, and go ahead.
Well, a lot of people try a lot of different mushrooms, and over the years I've discovered that reishi is the one that works best for hepatitis C. Other ones work good on cancers and other things, but reishi is the one mushroom that stands out for this virus. It increases your own natural production of interferon. It also has been shown by Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in a big study that shows it can actually destroy primary liver cancer tumors. You know, I wouldn't use it as a standalone treatment, but they do show that it does stop this type of liver cell cancer. And that's very important for anyone with hepatitis C, because that disease, primary liver cancer, which is different from other cancers, a lot of cancers will spread to the liver, but it is of the cell of the organ it came from. Primary liver cancer is caused usually in cirrhosis, and reishi is one of the items that can help prevent this, and people should use it.
Okay, so we're saying that this mushroom, amongst Coriolis, Mitake, Shiitake, okay, the cordyceps, above all these mushrooms.